finish them, but I'll have to, since you get them. My mother used to make my grandmother make my underdrawers.
Not to be sold.
Not the bird, but the crocus sack. The sack, not the crocus. The one that they used to give to all the people that didn't. Rose, what they needed is to pick up a bag of grocery or I mean, flour or something like that. And they're very doable because she boiled them in that black pocket on it. And you couldn't get up there not to be so, but she cut them and made them. And those shorts lasted a long time. We talking about that. I was the only one. My class of 45 from Berkeley. We talking about some other toy. She said, yeah, mine boiled in the pot too. And some are not, they had not to be so written all over the thing. So somewhere on your bottom you see not to be so, if you could see. And that's the truth. But they were very durable. Sometimes they were scratchy too, but they were soft.
I had a little old lady, he'd tell me her mama made her some, and they said, did they say across the back? Mm-hmm. Best ever.
That's right, yeah. Be in good clothing.
Now, what would you call it? Kind of a bag like you would get your groceries in at the store, just out of paper.
Paper bag. Okay. She got the plastic now.
Yeah, that's true. Now, what about when they used to plow? Did they come back over with some kind of other tool to break up the dirt?
Use the harrow.
Okay.
Harrow covered narrow teeth, the plow to throw it over the harrow and loosen it up. Mm-hmm. I think I'm right on that.
Mm-hmm. Did they have something that they could pull behind the mule to carry the plows and tools and things on that would just kind of slide across the ground?
I didn't carry it on. I don't follow that one.
Like a wooden board to just to move things around on.
We had a wooden board on, depending on what you're planting and what you're doing, they had this long thing, and I don't know what mine was smooth it off. Depending on what you're being planted, smooth off the whole bed and the whole thing.
Hmm.
And we would pull it. But I'm citified now.
And how about something like a little cart or something you push around with a wheel on it?
Wheelbarrow?
Uh-huh. Yeah. They make those by hand, too?
Most that I saw, except for those on the white land or place, most I saw were made.
Mm-hmm.
I moved the made. Well, same thing, a wheel and two arms and push it. But in fact, I made one or two myself.
Uh-huh.
At my age.
Just out of pieces of wood, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Find your wheel and get an axle.
Mm-hmm.
It'll begin. Sometimes for my age of work, it didn't work too well.
Now, how about to sharpen the tools? What would they have to do that with?
I don't care. I think I'm going to grab a grinding stone.
Okay. Did you cut hay? You know anything about that?
A little bit.
Do you know if they cut
it? They had that same design, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know if they cut it more than once a year, if they have different terms for the different times they would cut it?
I can't remember the time as such.
Okay.
Thanks to the same cousin, a whole lot of other people who said since I was supposedly smart, I was supposed to block out country living out of my mind. And I keep getting success at Berkeley School.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of, look how well you are doing well, or as well or better than all these.